Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, also known by some as Ego Man, due to my intense focus on ego and how it's impacting our lives, both humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Own Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us looking at how higher ego vulnerability contributes to difficulty in managing significant life changes. These are the kind of changes that we're all confronted with from time to time during the course of our lives. They can include the inevitable physical, health, emotional, mental, and spiritual changes taking place in ourselves and others. Some of them can be rather subtle, quiet, and slow in developing, while others can be rather dramatic, sudden, large, and unexpected. It is these latter ones that can be particularly troublesome for those with higher ego vulnerability, often pushing them into fight-or-flight mode in response to their happening. These changes can be of a situational nature involving our work patterns and relationships or financial circumstances. I can think of COVID as a great example of something occurring that instigated a lot of change in people's work routines and how they were dealing with each other in relationships due to more intensive exposure to each other than had been previously the case, as well as financial circumstances and changes that may have occurred as a result of underemployment or loss of employment. There are also societal changes going on around us that are part of an ever-changing world we must work with and adapt to in order to remain current and connected to what's really taking place in our world and the world. Finally, there are technological changes that we must come to terms with, lest we all fall further and further behind and remain living in a world that once was, rather than the world as it is. I can think of computerization and telecommunications changes taking place, which those of us from the boomer generation didn't grow up with and have had to work on getting with the program when it comes to dealing with these kind of changes. In fact, there have been some funny commercials about that. Unfortunately, many are having difficulty dealing with these changes, and this difficulty has at its roots imbalanced ego energy, often causing us to try to remain living in the past rather than the present, or attempting to avoid change because it represents the unknown, even if it is needed. Today, we'll be looking at how higher ego vulnerability affects a person's ability to work healthily and adaptively with all of these kinds of changes. We'll be looking at how too much fear or anxiety can weaken or harm one's ability to work with changes, particularly the larger or bigger ones that happen in our life. These are people who often think with too much emotion, particularly fear. That's affecting how they are dealing with changes that have happened, are happening now, or will be happening. I should know because I was one of them. But before we go more deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by their ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of themselves, and a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity, rooted in ego energy, affecting relationships with their family, friends, and coworkers, which could stand some improvement. Maybe a lot of improvement. There is ego stupidity rooted in ego energy impacting their efforts to achieve, to use their potential, to recognize the service in what they are doing, and being able to experience a sense of meaning connected to their life's work. Ego stupidity can be affecting their ability to deal with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in their life. Ego stupidity can be making it difficult to grow their mind with truth, while keeping them stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, with many acquired nowadays from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV, masquerading as truth, and often suggesting that truth doesn't matter anymore. Ego stupidity can be making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading them into unnecessary anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting their spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, the life, and the energy God is in their daily thoughts, words, and deeds. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like in any of these areas, you've come to the right place. Because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, and it has nothing to do with the absence of spirituality or the presence of mental instability, and has a lot more to do with our ego energy serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives, relationships, and experiences have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website, my books, and my shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, I want to thank you for tuning into It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. During our show today, we'll be looking at the impact of higher ego vulnerability and what it does on, and the effect it's having on the way a person deals, or more accurately, feels to deal with the significant changes I mentioned earlier that life will bring to their door. These are people who often initially respond to change with fear or anxiety, because change represents the unknown and plays upon their increased sense of vulnerability. An increased sense of vulnerability linked to a lacking acceptance of their weaknesses and imperfections. In short, their humanity. Change takes people with higher ego vulnerability out of their comfort zone, which emphasizes the known rather than the unknown, the familiar rather than the unfamiliar, and the predictable rather than the unpredictable. Change can bring those with higher ego vulnerability into panic mode, in which their anxiety takes over and leads them into overthinking, misinterpreting, and overreacting to what's taking place. These are signs that emotion is taking over, particularly fear or anxiety, and one is often caught up in emotional thinking. Change leads to people with higher ego vulnerability having difficulty welcoming change, and the potential good that it can bring about. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Well, there are millions of people who do experience these difficulties, because there are billions of people on the planet, and every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. Some of these people are living in roles such as the stressed-out person, the order freak, and the perfectionist that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you, or a loved one, is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and ego impact on spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms that indicate if a higher ego vulnerability voice is talking to and through you in your life. And here's the first symptom. You're overwhelmed by anxiety or anger when significant or unexpected changes take place in your life. Again, you're flooded with anxiety or anger. People with higher ego flexibility or vulnerability, are often flooded by emotions, and that's as acting as a first line of defense in responding to change. So here are some questions for you to think about in conjunction with that symptom. Do you go into a panic mode in which you find your way to the more negative or darker thoughts that may be connected to the change taking place? People with higher vulnerability often go to those places much more readily. These darker or negative thoughts, which sort of mirror the sense of vulnerability they are living. Also, do you start to overthink or ruminate about the change that's happening or going to happen? People with higher vulnerability often start to think too much about certain things, even things that are yet to happen, as well as those that may be happening at the present time. But they tend to go over it and over it and over it in their mind, even to the point where it starts to infiltrate their sleep patterns, and they think about these things in their sleep or during their sleep. Sometimes they're aware of it and sometimes they're not. Another question. Do you catastrophize and construct a nightmare out of the change? Again, this is another one of these things connected to how the ego energy, how higher ego vulnerability energy pushes people into this flight or fight mode or an intense sense of danger that happens as a result. And one more question. Do you have difficulty finding any good that can come of the change? People with higher vulnerability often are stuck on the negative. And it's very, very hard to see anything positive or beneficial that may occur during the change as it's happening right now or the one that may happen in the future. So when you think of these questions and the symptom, does any of it sound familiar to you? I'm going to go on to the next symptom. You have a difficult time adapting to the changes taking place in your life. You have difficulty adapting to changes taking place in your life. Some of them can be things like as your kids grow older. That represents often a significant change for some parents that they have trouble adapting to. Or let's say you have been relocating, or maybe you are dislocated and being able to work with that particular change. Maybe you're making less money than you were making before. Again, that's a change. Sometimes people make more money. An extreme example might be if a person wins the lottery and all the changes that may come with that. And some people find that they wish they hadn't won the lottery, as odd as that may sound, because all of the changes that took place ended up being difficult for them to manage. People with higher vulnerability often have a difficult time letting go of the comfort zone they have been in because the anxiety is kind of hanging around and telling them, so to speak, that they are in danger. So they were in a comfort zone, a familiarity, predictability, and the known that I'm going to say a little bit more about later. But here are some questions for you to think about in regards to this symptom. Does it take a long time, or do you ever get over the change that's happened? Again, people with high vulnerability have a hard time letting go of things, being done with it. Trying to think of the phrase that people sometimes use in talking to them, you know, when they just haven't let things go with it. Are you able to make friends with the change, meaning that you're seeing any good that has come from it? That's something I mentioned a little earlier about being able to see any of the positive aspects. Another informal way is to talk about this as, in a way, making friends with the change. Are you able to do that, or is that difficult for you to do? Also, do you keep longing for the good old days before the change happened? People want to go often backwards into the past because that's where their comfort zone was. Things were more familiar, consistent, predictable than they seem to be now. And also, do you have difficulty working with the change? For example, developing better or different patterns or routines. Sometimes things actually can improve. Just to give you another example of this productive effects of change, in response to something like COVID, people have had a chance to work at home, meaning they don't have to maybe get up as early, or they don't have to fight traffic to get home. They can see their family members more often, although for some that may be more challenging. In a larger sense, voting options, being to register or to vote by mail. And also, perhaps there's less pollution as a result of fewer cars being on the road. So sometimes there are positive things happening that people with higher vulnerability have difficulty working with. So does any of that sound familiar? I'm going to go on to one more symptom before we go to our first break. You find the status quo to be preferable, even if it's depressing, compared to the more intense feeling of anxiety that managing or instigating change would give you. People with higher vulnerability often make friends with depression as a trade-off to avoiding change, which brings about more discomforting aspects of fear and anxiety. I have found that people would preferably experience mild or lower doses of depression if they can avoid anxiety or fear. So, do you have difficulty leaving a bad relationship, even though you know it should end? That maybe this relationship should end because it's, you know, it's not going anywhere. It's just going to be what it is. But there's an odd degree of comfort with that. Or do you have difficulty leaving a dead-end job? Again, you can see the future in some respects as to what will or will not be happening, and you can't get yourself to take that step. Do you find too much warmth in consistency, predictability, and familiarity? Again, we all like things to be consistent, fairly predictable, and familiar, but for many people with higher ego vulnerability, it is to an extreme. And also, do you want things to be different or better, but you just can't take that step or risk? Again, some people with higher vulnerability know that they should try something different or go on to something different, but they just can't take the step to make that happen. That violates their sense of familiarity, consistency, and predictability that they are clinging very much to. So when you think about all of these questions and the symptom, does any of that sound familiar to you? We're going to our first break. When we return, we'll begin to talk about reflections of ego stupidity. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. And I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at reflections of ego stupidity and when it's happening in a higher ego vulnerability person's difficulties in dealing with significant life changes. Some may seem strange, weird, wrong, unusual, or even crazy, but that's because you're not living in that energy. But for those with higher vulnerability, it's often leading them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, affecting their ability to work with significant life changes due to issues involving the increased sense of vulnerability to their weaknesses and imperfections that they are carrying around. It often leads them to conclude that the abnormal things that they are thinking or feeling or doing are normal when confronted with change. And like the symptoms, they often become their abnormal normal that they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can because they aren't looking at them through the same ego energy prism that the higher vulnerability person is looking through to see themselves and what's taking place in dealing with and adapting to change or not. They're intelligent, spiritual, imperfect, and mentally stable people, but they've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making due to the unhealthy, imbalanced, higher vulnerability energy they are experiencing. And they can remain stuck there until they heal the energy, leading them to the symptoms and ego stupidity. Doing this with the use of ego medicine, consisting of knowing what ego is and isn't, understanding that ego is an energy attempting to promote our survival, but unfortunately, when it becomes imbalanced, can create some difficulty in which we are spending more time surviving than living. The second contributor to ego medicine is tuning into our ego energy, getting a handle on how much ego power, how much ego flexibility, and how much ego vulnerability that you are experiencing. Well, this isn't something that one can do alone. It requires assistance, and that assistance comes in the form of the books I've written, my website, and these podcasts that can help to give you a reference point to tune into just how much of each of those contributors to the ego energy, power, flexibility, and vulnerability are operating in your life. And also being able to replace ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth, disconnected thoughts and beliefs that we created, not ego, with those that are more connected to truth and reality, both human and divine. This is the third contributor to ego medicine. The next part of our show today will deal with this third contributor, which involves looking at reflections of ego stupidity for the disconnection from reality. These are the kinds of inaccurate, illogical, or irrational thoughts that people with higher vulnerability bring into their efforts to work with important life changes in particular. And here is the first reflection. I should listen to my emotions of fear, anxiety, and anger when they're trying to warn me about the change that's happening or may be happening. Again, the idea that it's important to listen to your feelings, to your emotions of fear, anxiety, and anger, because they're trying to warn you about the change that's happening or may be happening in your life. People with higher vulnerability are listening intensely to their emotions as a strong cue. And by the way, emotions are an important part of our humanity. They are, in some respects, a warning signal. The difficulty is that when they are very, very intense, a lot of times that can be out of proportion to the actual danger, in the context of today's program, the actual change taking place. So they lead us to conclude things about the change that are out of alignment with reality. And that's what makes it reflective of ego stupidity, that distance from truth and reality. This is ego stupidity that can feed into additional ego stupidity that also begins to happen, which include that my emotions are valid and a true reflection of the dangers I am facing. This thought is that my emotions are valid. And it's as if they're right on mark. They're a true reflection of the dangers that I'm facing within the form of any change that may be confronting the person. Well, that's a non-reality-based thought reflective of ego stupidity because, as I said earlier, when our emotions are too intense, a lot of times that's a distancing that's often taking place from the actual situation that we are being confronted with, whether it's a financial change or a relationship change or something else going on. Another non-reality-based thought, the danger is out there, not in here. The danger is out there, not in here. So when people see something going on in their life, and it's a change of some form, a health-related change or a financial change, a relationship change, a work-related change, they look at that change on the outside as being the real danger. As opposed to when I say not in here, I'm talking about the ego energy, the higher ego vulnerability energy that's often creating that sense of danger. When I've experienced that in my past, whenever I'm feeling an intense feeling of fear or anxiety, what I began to realize was just what I'm saying, that the danger was not out there, it was in here. And sometimes I use the phrase when I'm realizing that that's my higher ego vulnerability talking. That's my higher ego vulnerability talking when I start to feel feelings of anxiety or fear out of proportion to the actual change that may be taking place. Another non-reality-based thought is that I'm not making the danger out to be bigger than it is. Okay, it's a non-reality-based thought that I'm not making it out to be worse than it is or bigger than it is. When in actuality, the reality is that, yes, they are. The anxiety is creating a greater sense of danger than the actual nature of the change that is taking place. And also another non-reality-based thought is I'm not making my ability to manage the change out to be smaller than it is. Again, a non-reality-based thought is I'm not making my ability to manage the change out to be smaller than it is, when in reality, oftentimes, due to the intense sense of imperfection, weakness, or lacking acceptance that people with higher vulnerability experience, that's exactly what they're doing. Here's an example sometimes I've used in my therapeutic work. And if you have a piece of paper, legal size, regular size, letter size paper, piece of paper, and have a pen handy. If you draw a 2-inch square, diameter square, and you say right on the, somewhere in it, the actual size of the change. And then after you do that, you make a bigger square, about a 4-inch square that overlaps that one. And you label that as my perception of the change. And then after you've done that, inside the smaller square, the 2-inch square, make a 1-inch square or a 1/2-inch square if you have it, and you can. And what you would label that is my ability to manage the change. So you have three squares. One is the one which says this is the size of the change taking place. The larger square, which is my perception of the size of the change. And the little square, which is my ability to manage it. And you see the difference between the larger, the middle, and the smaller square as really being reflective of the amount of higher ego vulnerability that's at work to distort the initial or the actual size of the change that one is having to work with. It's that higher vulnerability that creates the distortions that make the change seem so much larger than it is and makes our ability to manage it seem to be so much smaller. When your higher vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize that your emotions are leading you into emotional thinking that is weakening your response to change. But until then, when you're thinking that you should listen to your emotions and all of the other things that I've shared with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to go on to another reflection of ego stupidity, which is that things will remain, or things will be better if they stay the same, if they remain the same. Things will be better if they remain the same. Well, that is the case some of the time, but not always. People with higher vulnerability think that things will be better if nothing changes. That's that consistency, familiarity, predictability that I mentioned earlier. This is ego stupidity that can feed into additional ego stupidity that also begins to happen, which is that the known is better than the unknown. People with higher vulnerability often insist or think that the things that are known are better than the unknown, or that an unchanging world is better than a changing world, particularly when it involves my world. Also, I can make things stay the same by avoiding them or ignoring them is another irrational, non-reality-based ego reflection of ego stupidity taking place. I can make things stay the same by avoiding them or ignoring them. But in reality, change is going on, whether we know it or not or want to know it or not. And so thinking that is a non-reality-based thought. Another thought is that tradition is more important than progress. Sometimes people get so heavily enamored with the present because of its being consistent, familiar, predictable, and wanting it to stay the same. And tradition is the maintenance of that consistency, that familiarity, that predictability. So they become heavily invested in things that are traditional, which in some respects is not a bad thing, but there are times when things need to change as a result of learning new and different and better things about whatever's involved connected to the change. And another thought connected to what I just said is this idea that progress is the enemy of tradition. People with higher ego vulnerability often in a larger scale may find that progress is in some respects an enemy because it changes things. It makes things different, particularly on a societal level. But there's also personal progress that we can all make as we try to, quote, evolve and grow into greater versions of ourselves. This is not something that people with higher ego vulnerability often are willing to sign on to. So when your higher vulnerability is healing, you realize that things can often get worse if you avoid or neglect change that needs to happen, that some changes just need to happen. And by avoiding them, things don't get better, they actually get worse. But until then, when you're thinking that things will be better if they just remain the same, and that's to an extreme degree, and all the rest that I've shared with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. We're going to go on to one more reflection before we go to our next break, and that is, I am incapable of managing change. I am incapable of managing change. Maybe it may not be that extreme, but it's I'm not real good at it. That's put another way. People with higher vulnerability are often seeing change through their weaknesses and their imperfections of their humanity. So they're that filter again that they're looking through to see themselves and to see change. And they're seeing it through their weakness and their imperfection of their humanity. We all have them. We all experience that weakness and imperfection of our being, of our humanity, but it doesn't take over our willingness and ability to work with change. And this is ego stupidity that feeds into additional ego stupidity that also begins to happen, and which is that I will probably make things worse if I try to do so. So if I try to work with change or manage change, I'm probably going to screw it up. I'm going to make it worse. So I'd rather just play it safe, not take a risk, and kind of leave things just the way they are. Another non-reality-based thought, I need someone else to tell me how to manage the change. People with higher vulnerability often try to assign or have somebody else guide them or lead them in how they should work with change because they're fearful that they're not able to do it themselves. Another inaccurate thought is that your change will just go away. The changes will just stop or they will just not happen anymore. Well, in some cases that does happen, but in many cases they don't, that we are called upon to work with and manage change because it's going to happen. And one more thought that's irrational, non-reality-based, ego stupidity related. There's nothing I can do about the change. Assuming this sort of, the change is much larger than I am, something we talked about earlier, and I'm so weak that I can't do anything about it. When in fact, many times the person can. So when your higher vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize that you're not as weak as you've been telling yourself and can manage your change once you remove your fear of it. But until then, when you're thinking that you're incapable of managing change and all the rest that I just shared with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. This is Dr. Nick. We're coming up on our next break. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcomed to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at eji.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now I want to share some specific insights connected to the symptoms and ego stupidity I've been talking about. These are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface, when it comes to difficulty in dealing with significant life changes. These insights are intended to help you to see more of your ego blindness if you happen to have higher ego vulnerability, and what ego is actually doing when it comes to difficulties. And here is the first one. Your higher ego vulnerability voice or energy stops you from knowing that you are filtering developmental, situational, societal, and technological change through intense feelings of anxiety, anger, and fear. That is, you're engaging in more emotional thinking rather than rational thinking about change. And your higher vulnerability is causing you to magnify the change out of proportion to its actual size, something we talked about earlier. In the meantime, it's also causing you to minimize your ability to manage it out of proportion with your ability to do so. In a way, you're hiding yourself from you, or ego energy is helping to hide you from you, this more capable, functional person than you're knowing yourself to be, and the person you're living when it comes to dealing with change. But when you awaken and are more conscious of your higher vulnerability, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Our next insight. Your higher vulnerability voice is preventing you from realizing that you often are much more capable of managing change than the emotion is leading you to think you are. It's leading you to be tightly connected to your weaknesses and your limitations and your imperfections as you work with or not work with change. It's leading you to be loosely connected to your strengths and successes. And rather, you're actually disconnected as a result of this energy. It's keeping them at a distance. And it's also leading you to see yourself and your abilities in a way that leads you to underestimate yourself. You're very good, unfortunately, at underestimating what you're capable of doing, and in fact, probably what you've already done. But when you awaken and are more conscious of your higher vulnerability, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Our next insight, your higher vulnerability voice is preventing you from realizing that the fear and anxiety you experience in response to change or anticipated change is coming from within you, and often has less to do with the change which is occurring or that will be occurring. So it's causing you to validate the change as something to be feared. And it's also causing you to see the change as the source of your fear or anger rather than your ego energy. And it's also causing you to intensify any normative anxiety people can have regarding change onto an abnormal level. So change does bring with it some feelings of anxiety that we may experience, but in your case, it's amplifying that. It's making it much larger. And so when you awaken and are more conscious of your higher vulnerability, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. I'm going to mention one more insight. Your higher vulnerability is preventing you from realizing that it's the reason that you're clinging to the consistency, the familiarity, and predictability of keeping things just the way they are, and not because there's something wrong or bad or unneeded about change. It's the source of your desire to maintain the status quo, rather than the status quo being so great. And it's the source of your discomfort with change, rather than the negative aspects of the actual change. Your ego energy is making the change more discomfortable to you rather than the actual change. And it's the source of your clinging so tightly to the known, no matter how bad it is, and avoiding the unknown, no matter how good it could be. So when you awaken and are more conscious of your higher vulnerability, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Now we're going to take a look at how higher vulnerability can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to dealing with significant life changes. We're going to look at ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity, the God within each of our being, which is one of the divine gifts that we've all been given. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds. When ego is getting in the way of working with the significant changes taking place in our life, ego is undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. Here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with higher ego vulnerability who are failing to be their divinity. And we'll get started with ego's impact on being the love God is when dealing with change. People with higher vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well when concerns about weakness, imperfection, and vulnerability weaken their efforts to manage significant life changes with unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love. Your divinity doesn't involve conditions in which the weaknesses and imperfections of your humanity are at work to manage the inevitable changes taking place within you and around you and others and the world. When your higher vulnerability and difficulty accepting your humanity prevents you from lovingly working with all of the changes that life will bring, you're not being the unconditional love God is in managing these important life changes. We must bring unconditional love to our efforts to manage change. When your higher vulnerability and the weakness of your humanity weakens the connection of meeting and embracing these changes with love, rather than the disconnection of resistance, avoidance, and fear, you're not being the connective love God is toward these changes. We must be connected to our efforts to manage change with love. When your higher vulnerability and the imperfection of your humanity is burdening you with the fear, the weight of fear, in working with these changes, you're not being the unburdened love God is in dealing with life's changes. We must work with the unburdened weightlessness of love in managing life's changes. And when your higher vulnerability and the weakness of your humanity is limiting the availability of love in working to understand and manage these changes, you're not being the unlimited love God is in working with these changes. We must work with the unlimited potential that love can bring in working with life's changes. When all of this ego impact is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. God loves your humanity, including its weaknesses and imperfections, and you should too. Now we'll talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is when dealing with change. People with higher vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well when they are dishonoring and disrespecting their ability to respond to changes taking place in themselves, others, and the world. Your divinity involves welcoming, honoring, and respecting your ability to work with changes, even in the light of the weaknesses, imperfection, and vulnerability of your humanity. When your higher vulnerability and the weakness of your humanity is leading you to dishonor and disrespect yourself in working with life's changes, you're not being the life God is in this failing. We must honor and respect ourselves as we work with life's changes. When your higher vulnerability and the imperfection of your humanity is leading to your dishonoring and disrespecting the possibilities and opportunities that can bring forth, that can be brought forth with change, you're not being the life God is. We must honor and respect the possibilities and opportunities that life may bring forth. When your higher vulnerability and the weakness of your humanity is leading you to dishonor, disrespect, and distance yourself from the inevitable change life is bringing forth, you're not being the life God is. We must honor and respect the inevitable changes that life will bring forth. When your higher vulnerability and the weakness of your humanity is leading you to live a lifeless life, encased in familiarity, predictability, and consistency, while avoiding change, you're not being the life God is. We must seek to live in the lifeful life that has been made available to us. When all of this ego impact is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity, in which a life, full life, is being lived. Last, we'll be taking a look at being the energy God is and ego's impact on it when dealing with change. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that's 3 million years in the making, just as all the other wondrous things that we've been endowed with due to the wisdom of the ages and evolution. This is a capacity rooted in our common source, be it known by you as God, Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, Great Spirit, Source, or another I failed to mention. People with higher vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well when failing to manage important life changes within the light of truth and understanding that can be found despite the weakness and imperfection of their humanity. Your divinity involves healing and transformation in which you are willing to work with and manage change by seeking the truth and understanding that can be found within. It involves healing and transformation in which you are taking responsibility for seeking truth and understanding about change despite the weaknesses and imperfections of your humanity. When higher vulnerability and the weakness of your humanity is keeping you at a distance from truth and understanding about why change is happening, you're not being the energy God is in working with change. We must remove that distance so that we can know the freedom that truth and understanding can bring to our efforts to manage change. When ego vulnerability and the weakness of your humanity is leading you to fail to recognize the benefits of change and how it can lead to a better place in your life, you're not being the energy God is. We must not allow the weakness of our humanity to blind us to the benefits of change that can be known with truth and within truth, as well as understanding. When higher vulnerability and difficulty accepting your humanity are leading you to fail to welcome with truth and understanding the change that may be needed within yourself, others, and the world, you're not being the energy God is towards the personal and collective evolution that is part of God's plan. We must not allow the weakness of our humanity to block us from knowing the changes needed within ourselves, others, and the world that can be known within truth and understanding. When higher vulnerability and the weakness of your humanity is leading you to fail to recognize that change is not seeking to further weaken you, you're not being the energy God is towards the healing and transformative value of change for yourself, others, and the world. We must not allow the weakness of our humanity to prevent us from knowing change that can bring forth what must be brought to us. When all of this is happening, when this ego impact is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. And this is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us, God and life, and we become so much better and so much easier when we remove that obstacle with ego medicine. As we leave our focus on higher ego vulnerability and difficulty working with significant life changes, give some thought to the symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact I've shared with you. I hope what I've shared with you today will serve as a dose of ego medicine. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week, and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.